Mural owner's NC boy shot to death while riding his bike, Cannon's Life Matters. By Amy Furr on August 17, 2020. A man painted a mural on a road in Lee County, North Carolina, Friday to memorialize Cannon Hinant, the 5-year-old who was shot and killed on August 9. "I just wanted everybody to have something to see," said creator Skeeter Tulloch, according to ABC7. To avoid public scrutiny, Tulloch did not disclose the street name or the mural's location. "Apparently I offended quite a few people with the caption that I used. Protest, I hope this makes the haters happy, have a great day, and hug your children. It's, sick, is a tribute to a little boy, nothing else," he wrote in a Facebook post along with photos of the mural. Tulloch planned to go back over the words with another layer of paint in the next few days, according to the ABC article. 25-year-old Darius Nathaniel Sessoms faced a first-degree murder charge after he allegedly shot Cannon, his next-door neighbor, at a mobile home park in Wilson, according to Breitbart News. Family members told police that Cannon was outside on his bike, playing with his sisters, ages 8 and 7, when Sessoms walked up to the boy, pointed a gun at his head and pulled the trigger, the report said, adding that no motive was established. As of Monday, a GoFundMe page had raised over $760,000 to cover his funeral costs. "Again, the family of Cannon would like to thank everyone for their generosity. We have well exceeded our goal," the organizer wrote in an update. "I've had many requests to leave this up because there are many people still wanting to donate to Cannon's siblings and to ensure that we get justice for Cannon. No matter the cost, no matter how long it takes, we will get justice for him," the page read. The boy's parents, Bonnie Waddell and Austin Hinant, said recently that they wanted the death penalty for his alleged killer, according to Breitbart News. "I want the death penalty, and I'm going to seek it," Waddell stated.